So let's review. The Gemara cites a braisa that elaborates on the following pasuk. Vas ish kohen ki sichel lizdus, esavihi mechalelis be'ish tisarv. The daughter of a kohen who was mezana gets sreifa. Uvas ish kohen, the words uvas kohen alone would include only shenisis lekohen. If the daughter of a kohen was also married to a kohen, therefore the pasuk adds uvas ish kohen afapi she'en a kehenis. The superfluous word ish teaches that only her father must be a kohen, but her husband need not be a kohen. Therefore, even if nisis lelevi or yisrael, if kachavim lechol lemamzer or lenasin, if she was married to a levi or yisrael, or even to one who was disqualified her from kohuna, she gets sreifa as a bas kohen. The Gemara concludes that the case of nisis leechad min apsulin is actually a machlokes in the following brisa. Bas kohen shenisis liyisrael v'ochle truma, meshlemes as a karen, ve'in meshlemes as a chaymish. If a bas kohen married a yisrael and she ate truma, she pays karen because she was not entitled to eat truma, but she does not pay the additional fifth. And if she was mezana misasa b'sreifa, she gets sreifa. The reason for both halachas is because since she is still eligible to kohuna and truma if her husband dies with no children, she's not considered a zar. However, this is la'echad min apsulin. If the bas kohen married someone who disqualifies her from the kohuna, there's a machlekes. Remeir holds mishalem is karen b'chaymish or misasa b'chenek. If she ate truma, she must pay both karen l'chaymish, and if she was mezana, she gets chenek not sreifa. Because by marrying a psul, she loses her status of kohuna. She's no longer eligible to marry a kohen or eat truma. Therefore, she's considered a zar and has the halacha of a Yisraelis. Clearly, Remeir disagrees with the previous price. However, the Chum agree with the previous price that zuvizu mishalem is karen b'loy chaymish or misasim b'sreifa, because we derive from uvas ish kohen afa pesha in the kehenis. Even if she loses her status of kohuna, she still gets sreifa because her father is a kohen. The price continues with the pasuk ki seichel isnes. The word seichel alone might be understood as chelelo es ha-shabbos. If a bas kohen desecrates the Shabbos, she gets sreifa, unlike a Yisraelis who gets skila. Therefore, the pasuk adds the word liznos to teach bechilun and shebiznos akasa medaber. The pasuk refers only to znos. Es avihi mechalelas. Avia alone might be understood to mean zinsa miavia. She gets sreifa only if she was mezana with her father. Therefore, the pasuk adds the words himechalelas to teach kol adam amr. The pasuk refers to all people. She gets sreifa if she was mezana with any person. And the word avia comes to teach that only if she was married is she chayv sreifa. But if she was a pnuya, unmarried, she is pata because there is a gzer shava from Nair HaMairasa to Bas Kohen through the word avia. The pasuk of Nair HaMairasa states liznois beis avia, and the pasuk of Bas Kohen states esavihi mechalelas. Malahalan znus mzikas habal, avkan znus mzikas habal. Just like Nair HaMairasa refers to a 12-year-old girl who accepted kedushin, so too Bas Kohen refers to a 12-year-old girl who accepted kedushin. However, the Braisa asks that based on the Gzer Shav, we might think that Sreifa applies only to a Bas Kohen who is a Nar HaMairasa. And the Braisa answers, Uvas Kohen Mikol Makom. The superfluous letter Vav comes to include even Begeris V'Nesua V'Afila Hiskina. Sreifa applies even to a fully married, matured, and even an older woman. And this Braisa concurs with Rabbi Kiva, the Braisa, towards the end of the Daf, who holds a Reb Shimon that Achas Arusa B'Achas Nesua B'Sreifa. Bishmo disagrees and holds Benair Vihi Arusa Kasa Medaber. Sreifa applies only to a Naira HaMairasa, but a Begeris or Nesua only gets Chelek, because the pasuk states, Ish Asher Yinaf Es Eishes Riehu, Moisumas Hanoif Ani Office. If a married woman is Mezana, she receives Chelek. Hakol Hoi Bechal Hanoif Ani Office. This pasuk alone includes all married women, both Bas Yisrael and Bas Kain, and both Nesua and Arusa, that all get Chelek. But then Hoitzi Akasa Bas Yisrael Beskilo Bas Kain Misreifa. The following pasuk, ki yeh nair besulam ay rasul ish v'gaymer riskatam oisim avonim v'meisum, modified Bas Yisrael from chenik to skila. And another pasuk, Bas ish kain ki seich alidnes v'gaymer be'ish tisarif, modified Bas kain from chenik to sreifa. Therefore, we make the following binyan av. Ma'akash shahitzi akasav es Bas Yisrael eskila arusa v'loy nesua. Just like regarding Bas Yisrael, only an arusa was modified to skila, but a nesua remains with chenik. Afkash shahitzi akasav Bas kain l'sreifa arusa v'loy nesua. So to regarding Bas Kohen, only an Arusa was modified to Sreifa, but an Nesua remains with Chenek. Accordingly, both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, who hold Arusa Bas Kohen b'Sreifa, must hold Sreifa Chamura, Sreifa is more severe than Skila, and therefore regarding Arusa, the more severe Bas Kohen receives Sreifa, while the less severe Bas Yisrael receives only Skila. However, as the Gemara said in the previous daf, according to the Chacham who holds Skila Chamura, Skila is more severe than Sreifa, they also hold Nesua Yatzis L'Sreifa V'Loy Arusa. Sreifa applies only to a Bas Kohen who is a Nesua, but a Bas Kohen who is an Arusa gets Skila like a Bas Yisrael, because if an Arusa were to receive Sreifa, the more severe Bas Kohen would receive a lesser punishment than the less severe Bas Yisrael. The Braisa continues, Esavi hi mechalalas ba'ish tisarif, hi b'sreifa ve'im ba'yla b'sreifa. The word hi minimizes that only the Bas Kohen gets sreifa, but the ba'yl does not get sreifa. Rather, he gets the misa of a Yisrael. Skila for an arusa and chenek for a nesua, and therefore ve'im zememea b'sreifa. If Eidim Zayman testified falsely that she was Mezana, they do not get Sreifa. They only get the Misa of the Baal because the Pasuk states, Kashazom lasas la'achim, la'achim alay la'achaysay. They are punished in the same way they wanted to punish him, but not her. The Brisa concludes with, Esavihi mechalelas be'ishti sarif. Rabbi Yezo Eimer, Esavihi b'sreifa v'eschamea b'skila. The Gemara asks, Mai Esavihi v'eschamea? What does Avia, her father, and Chamea, her father-in-law, in the Stephen and Rabbi Yezo refer to? Shall we say a Sevilla me'ovia v'schamel mechamel? Avia that the Bas Kohen was mezana with her father, or chamel with her father-in-law. And only if the Bas Kohen was mezana with avia, she gets reifa. But if she was mezana with chamel, she gets skila. We cannot say that because if so, ma'iri Bas Kohen. Afel Bas Yisrael nami bita v'sreifa v'kalosa b'skila. The same is true with a Bas Yisrael. If she was mezana with avia, she gets reifa, and with chamel, she gets skila, and there's no need to specify Bas Kohen. Shall we say that Avia and Chamea referred to Es Avia b'shus Avia v'es Chamea b'shus Chamea? Avia, she was Mezana while in her father's domain. In other words, an Arusa, after condition before marriage. And Chamea, she was Mezana while in her father-in-law's domain. In other words, in Nesua, after marriage. And Rabbi Eliezer holds Arusa b'sreifa v'nesua b'skila. Only if the Bas Kohen was Mezana while she was in Arusa, she gets sreifa. But if she was Mezana while she was in Nesua, she gets skila. We cannot say that because if so, come on, with whom does Rabbi Eliezer concur in the previously mentioned Machlekes? He cannot concur with the Chacham because they hold just the opposite, Arusa b'skila v'nesua b'sreifa. And he cannot concur with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon because they hold Arusa b'nesua b'sreifa. And he cannot concur with Rabbi Shmuel because he holds Arusa b'sreifa v'nesua b'chanek. Therefore, the Gemara offers four possible approaches. Shalach Rav Mishmed Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Chanina La'ilim Karabanan. Rabbi Eliezer concurs with the Chachamim that Arusa b'skila v'nesua b'sreifa and skila chamura. And the Braisa must be understood as follows. Avia kol shei lamata mimisas avia umayniu nesua bas Yisrael. In the case of a nesua in which a bas Yisrael gets only chenek, which is milder than sreifa, which is the misa of his nus with avia, a bas kohen gets sreifa like the misa of avia. However, kol shei lamala mimisas avia umayniu arusa bas Yisrael. But in the case of an arusa in which a bas Yisrael gets skila, the misa of chameha, which is more severe than sreifa, the misa of avia, a bas kohen gets skila like the misa of chameha. However, the Gemara asks, midi lamal lamata katani? The Braisa does not mention these words. Therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyahu explains as follows. La'olam k'Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Eliezer concurs with Rabbi Shmuel that arusa b'sreifa v'nesu b'chenek. And the Braisa must be understood as follows. Esavi is referring to b'rshus avia b'sreifa. If while she was an arusa in her father's domain, she was mezana with a stranger, she received sreifa. Veschamea is referring to mechamea beskila. If while she was in Nisua, she was mezana with chamea, she gets skila. But v'chalod mechenek. But if she was mezana with a stranger, she gets chenek. However, the Gemara asks, avi and chamea must refer to the same case, and therefore oyid v'idi mamish, oyid v'idi rishus. Therefore, Rava explains as follows. La'olam k'Reb Shimon. Eliezer concurs with Reb Shimon and Reb Akiva who hold arusa v'nesua b'sreifa and sreifa chamura. But Reb Eliezer holds slightly differently that nesua ka'arusa. A bas kohen nesua is punished in the same fashion as a bas kohen arusa, and that ma'arusa chad darga meskinala meskila l'sreifa, just as a bas kohen arusa is moved up one level above bas Yisrael, from skila to sreifa, which is most chamur, af nesua chad darga meskinala mechenek l'skila. So too, a Bas Kohen Nesua has moved up only one level above Bas Yisrael from Chenek to Skila. The Gemara, however, asks, Ha'id v'id Reb Shimon b'sreifa kama. Reb Shimon does not hold this way. And as Rashi explains, according to all the sources in the previously mentioned Machlekes, there is no source for Nesua b'skila. Therefore, Ravina concludes, La'olam k'Rabbanan. Rabbi Eliezer concurs with the Chachamim that Arusa b'skila b'Nesua b'sreifa. And Rabbi Eliezer's words in the Braisa must be reversed, Esavia b'skila v'eschamel b'sreifa.